keys in the band, with a guy in each hand. Went up in Eastland, shot a policeman. Peace plan, citizen bystands. In my hands, here's your lifespan. If it what your life's worth, this money is twice then. Grab a couple grand and lay up in Iceland. See, I'm a nice man, but money turned me to Satan. I'm thirsty for this green, so bad I'm dehydrating. Hurry up with the cash, bitch, got a ride waiting. Shot a man twice in the back when he tried skating. Want the whole pie, I won't be denying Nathan. Maybe I need my head inside straightened. Brain contemplating, clean out the register. Get before somebody catches you. We'll get to the scripts and it sketches you. The connection with the prime suspect. But I ain't set to flee the scene of the crime just yet. Cause I got a daughter to feed. And $200 ain't enough to wanted to see. The best thing would be for me to leave Taco Bell and hit up Chess King and have the lady at the desk bring money from the safe in the back. Stepped in waving the Mac, cooperate, we can operate, save an attack. It's try to escape an attack. Bad about a throat, this murder she broke. You barely heard a murder she choked. It wasn't nothing for her to be smoked. Then I slammed her on her back till the vertebrae broke. Just then, the pig buzzed in, getting freeze. But I'm already wanted for selling keys and a bunch of other felonies from A to Z, like spelling bees. So before I drop to the ground and fell on knees, I bust shots, they bust back. They be swearing the chest, but I wasn't wearing a mask.
All right, yes, we are back. Now, this news is, I know we're talking about things, and it's very important that we be talking about what's going on, but I would like to take a part of the show here and dedicate it to Norm Macdonald. Norm is somebody who never went along with the narrative. He literally got fired from SNL for his unending jokes about O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, yeah, Michael Lorne, or what's his name?
Lorne Michaels, yeah.
Lorne Michaels, rather, yes. Good friend of O.J. Simpson, and he was ordered not to do those jokes. And so he kept railing them out anyways, and actually, no, it's not Lorne Michaels. It was the owner of the network.
Ooh.
Was good friends with OJ, and was, which is why you didn't hear a lot of negative OJ stuff on that network. So that's why he got sacked from SNL. Now, I have been following Norm Macdonald forever. He had his own little show that he tried to start up himself. Marginal, mediocre success. It's not like a late.
Well, honestly, you would think that, but it's, sorry.
And so he's also had a lot of voiceover work, voice acting work is great. My favorite of which, I have been watching the Mike Tyson mystery. Mystery cartoon that came out on Adult Swim, and five seasons, and wow, I've never, it's like Norm Macdonald was alive for the first time. He got to say the really gross stuff he could never say in his own comedic bodies of work, and it's wonderful. Pigeon, he played Pigeon. A pigeon named Richard on the show. If you guys want to just hear the funniest male, toxic male comedy, I'll just use that term for now. Do a compilation of Pigeon. Type in compilation Pigeon on YouTube. You'll see every dialogue, every line, and it's pure genius. You know, as a guy, when something comes up and you just have that dirty thought, you have this pun that you just want to say, and not only that, not only do you want to say it, but you want to explain the pun or explain the gross joke, that kind of ruins it with most people. With Norm Macdonald, when he explains the joke, it makes it 3-4 times funnier.
His delivery, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello, real cops? Yeah, like this dude is honestly super, super funny, and just the way he would just look at you with that grin, and
yeah,
it's messed up, man. Because yeah, Theo's putting in the chat here that you can't hide cancer for 9 years. I don't know if you can or you can't. But I tell you what, it does strike me as odd for sure that all of a sudden he dies. Nobody heard anything about this at all. And he's only 61. I mean, a lot of people are dropping from cancer, so that I'm not writing that off.
A lot of people are dropping out from cancer because nobody can get medical attention anymore. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I have my conditions. I literally had to wait for a specialist for half a year to get into the medical facility for half a year. Boom, COVID hits a month before my appointment is to arrive, and I can't even go to it. I have my stuff that I'm dealing with. I have my disability that I'm dealing with. I can't get any medical attention because of COVID. So it's not only a plandemic to get people to buy into this crap that's going on, but it's to get people to start dying of the illnesses that they have already.
Sorry, I can't see you. Literally, I know people that had major surgeries that were pushed back at least weeks, and this person has had to get things amputated because surgeries were pushed back. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID. So sorry about you may lose a limb. We gotta worry about COVID. It's got a 99. You know what was really funny? I saw somebody I don't know if it was a school board or one of these anti-mandate city council things. Somebody dressed up as a beekeeper and said, there's a 0.001 chance that I'll get stung by a bee, but I'm taking every necessary precaution for me and my neighbors. And I thought that was great. And another connection there is to Saturday Night Live. There's a really great Saturday Night Live sketch. There's two, actually. Actually, if you go back to like the year 2000, Conan hosted, and he has one amazing sketch, Moleculo, the Molecular Man. And he also dressed up as a beekeeper because they were having in front of Congress congressional hearings about Napster. And he kept coming back as like different people, as different acts, try to say something. And then he finally came back and they kept kicking him out, finally came back in a beekeeper outfit. And they're like, who are you? He was like, I'm the beekeeper from the Village People. And he was like, okay, continue. I'm like, there is no beekeeper in the village. It was just ridiculous. But yeah, yeah, those are the good old days when I could just laugh and have fun without banging my fist on the table and demanding pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, and so, yeah, it's sad. That is, Norm himself, he hasn't looked, I don't want to say he looked sickly, but he didn't exactly, I mean, he kind of blew up and it kind of got real slow. He's always been a guy with a slow delivery, but he got like real kind of slow there. I was very concerned for his health there for many years now, actually. So am I surprised that he would be dying from something? No. Would I be surprised if you read somewhere that he died from COVID-19? No. Especially because he was a bit of a rebel. He didn't give a crap about what anybody said about it, anything. He had his own opinion, and that was what was that, you know? There are a lot of alpha male personalities in the media who are dying left and right.
Left and right.
Left and right. You got, you know, like I said, DMX, MF Doom. Yeah, I mean,
a lot of them.
You know what? I gotta say this too. I'm sorry, Peter, someone who died from cancer.
My girlfriend died from cancer. You can't hide that. There's no bloody way you're going to hide that from your loved ones, mm-hmm. your family, the people that you share your home with. For 9 years, you're going to hide that you have cancer. Pull the other one. It's got bells on it. I don't believe it. I've got a tinfoil hat, so don't listen to me.
Well, I don't know. And you know me, I'm the guy that will give a pat. I gave a pat on the back to the New York Times earlier today, to Michael Moore. Also, I've given recently pats on the back for Anderson Cooper for asking Bill Gates about Jeffrey Epstein. And I will give a pat on the back to somebody I never thought I would give a pat on the back to, and that is Nicki Minaj. She has refused the vaccine. And the Huffington Post made an article bemoaning that fact. But I was for the first time in my life, I was like, wow, this is one annoying bitch, but I like her now. And it's so funny how someone can win me over that easily. And honestly, all that, it just goes to show, no matter how what you've done in your past, and she's not, I mean, she just makes shit, crap music. I'm sorry, Mike, 1211, RIP, 1111, magic star, alchemist number. Sorry, she just makes terrible music. And I've used the example before, if Hillary Clinton was to come out tomorrow and expose the cabal, I'll be wearing a Hillary Clinton t-shirt with a backwards hat on, dogs, and a fake mic. I'll be like, yay, she did it. Yes, we can. Like, I'll be rocking with Hillary. So that goes to the ordinary person that's listening or thinks, well, I haven't done anything before. What could I possibly do? I'm just one person. Or any other stupid, useless trope I've heard a million times. Just do it, man. Just get out there, get off your butt and do it. And even if you think, well, I had this in my past, I had that in my past. Hey, Tukey Williams had a lot in his past, so did Freeway Ricky Ross. And they turned their lives around and had a net positive impact on society. So that just goes to show you, even society's so-called worse can come around and have a, quote, redemption and have a net positive outcome on society. So, as I'll say 1,000 times, and I'm going to keep saying more and more often now, now is the time for direct nonviolent action. We got to get out there, even if it's a week, a day a week, an hour a week, with a sign, talking to people, handing out flyers, something. We need it now, guys.
When the bullet starts flying, it's too late.
Well, when bullet starts flying, I know my American brothers and sisters need to be blazing right back. That's just my thing.
Oh yeah, and you know what? You got to get ready for everything. You got to get ready for the potential of self defense. You got to get ready. Someone asked me the other day, "Hey, Will, should I get like water and food?" I was like, "Yeah," and they were like, "But why?" I was like, dog, I'm no prepper, but everyone thought preppers were crazy until coronavirus hit, and then those guys were freaking sitting pretty. Why am I telling you? And then I was like, well, you could have a hurricane, you could have an earthquake, you could have an electromagnetic pulse, you could have an entire lockdown like coronavirus, like we're still going through right now. I mean, I'm no life coach, swag coach, and this is not financial advice. But if I had any money, which I unfortunately at this point do not, working on it, I would buy property. I would buy it in the Ozarks. I would get gold, silver, crypto, weapons, ammunition, ways to do it your own, drinking water, food, alcohol, and pot, among other things. That's I would stock up on all that. You're gonna need that. We're gonna need that because honestly, before I was happy red pill Will, yay, new world order is going down, we're gonna do it, guys. I'd have people say, well, maybe it's not gonna happen, it's never gonna happen, we're never gonna beat these people, well, maybe, but not in our lifetime, da, da, da. And at this point we need to really really make sure that we've got ourselves covered, because I'm not very optimistic that people are even going to take direct action, despite me begging for 16 years on every platform that I've ever been on, ever, and way worse crazy stuff that me and way more important, more well-researched, more reputable people have been telling you for a very long time. It's all here. It's all true. So, yeah, people better prep up, because at least maybe then, when these people completely destroy everything, then we can have a little bit of blunts, some gold, some alcohol, some weapons, some self-defense, some tools, all right? Maybe you want to save some blueprints. Somebody should... this is actually a good exercise here. So if things do go to shite, someone needs to go find... Can I say that? Because that's kind of weird.
Can I also add, not to hoard your stuff and tell people about it?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, you definitely don't want to brag about all the stuff you got, but at the same time, it's also, you know, every situation is different. But if you can, the ideal situation would be to start talking to your neighbors right now. I mean, this is honestly right now. Every person listening should be meeting with people in your neighborhood, especially if you're in Australia and you're not doing anything. There's absolutely no help for you. But if you're anywhere else listening to this, what you need to be doing is thinking now. Okay, let's start with the people in the community that I already know, my neighborhood already know. And you walk over to them and you bring them a fruitcake, ask to borrow some sugar, and say, hey, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. With all the lockdown, what's going on in Australia, what's going on with this and that, maybe it'd be a good idea to pull some resources. And you know what? Hey, I have some storage foods here. We have a location, a meetup. And the more people you have doing it, then you start a community garden. Then you get to know each other. So first of all, you guys can all share. And then one family can make ammunition. The other family can grow this in their front yard. The other family can do that in the backyard. And that's how you build it. And then when something happens, you're already ready to go. You're autonomous then. And then you're autonomous afterwards. And you're good to go. And then if something does happen, and then it's like a Mad Max scenario or Rise of the Walking Dead or whatever the hell those shows are, then you already got a community. And then that's a built-in militia right there. You got a built-in food source. So these are things that conspiracy theorists and preppers have been warning you about for a long time, and the time to implement these is right now. Of course, I'm saying nothing but nonviolence, but you guys should practice self-defense. You guys should start a garden. You guys should start having these conversations with the people in your community, because if not, when are you going to have these conversations? When you're in the FEMA camps together? So, how do you want to get out of here? Yeah, it's too late then, buddy.
I actually read an article of a group that was started. I don't know how much steam it's got, but they formed a community, like a, not police, but oath keepers. They swore to even arrest police officers if they see them violating the law. A bit extreme, I thought, but extreme times.
Is this? Are they affiliated with the same group, the oath keepers, or are they a separate group?
No. I don't remember the name of the. I shouldn't have mentioned it actually. Without.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, and technically they're within their legal rights, because we, the people, have the power of arrest. Remember when I read the Declaration of Independence, the first couple paragraphs, government is created by the consent of the governed to secure our rights, and whenever a government becomes destructive to those means, it is our right and duty to alter or abolish it. So we have the power of arrest, and we vest that in police officers, which are inherently unconstitutional in the first place. That's another story. But we're the ones that give them the power. And then in the United States, we have the power of citizens arrest too. So if you see somebody that you're paying to uphold our rights, do the opposite and commit a crime, and it is your right and duty to do so. The problem is, right now, if I went up, and I thought about this, I've thought about this because, as you guys know, I'll get right up next to people, right? I'll walk right up next to some of these big name people, and it's went through my mind a few times. Why don't I pull a stunt and say, you are under arrest. You are under citizen's arrest for crimes against humanity. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can, because what would happen would be, I would be arrested and interrogated by the Secret Service. I would do federal time in prison. But if I had 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 other people with me in Guy Fawkes masks, and we all say, through our collective megaphone, simultaneously, you are under arrest at the Bilderberg meeting. Anything that you do, anything that you say, can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to remain silent, bitch. And please come out with your hands up. Then it's legal. It's law. It's still legal or lawful if I did it. But the only difference is, and people were asking me on Ground Zero, and people have been asking me this question, how do we change things? How do we change things? Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to change things? It's very simple. How we change things is very, very simple. So listen, we have to get enough people awake. We need to keep saying it. We're not doing a good enough job. You need to go out and tell everybody. You need to go out in the community and share the links. You need to be on tlbtalk.com. That's the job, because the one thing that changes things, whether it's Gandhi, Martin Luther King, whether it's ending qualified immunity, whether it's kicking the governor of Puerto Rico out, it's mass public outrage and outcry. But we can't get – it's a three-step program. This is my classic Fake Mike Real News three-step program. One is inform the people. Two is, once you inform the people, it's actually part of one. So it's like you can skip right to three. Because once you inform the people of what's going on, there is going to be inherent mass public outrage and outcry. And then three leads you right to tacos. Because that's when we get to chill, because everyone is going to have that public outrage. And that's why I've been black-pilled lately, and I'm trying to swallow the red pill yet again, is because I thought we would be at the level now with what's going on in the United States, what's going on in the UK, what's going on in Australia, across this entire globe. You would think there would be some outrage, and there is from a very select few, but there is not, there's not enough of that outrage. So that's what we need. We just need more people. We just need, instead of just be sitting there orchestrating social media platforms, running TV shows, running radio shows, instead of Theo running YouTube channels, websites, building websites, coding, running chats, running things, instead of Will confronting and doing his show, if we have 1,000 Vs, if we have 1,000 Theos, and 1,000 is not a lot. 1,000 is not even a lot, and that's not even a lot to ask. There are, what, 7-8 billion people on this planet? How many people, I don't know, over 18 have internet access? And I know there's well more than 1,000 people out there that know what's going on and are not doing something at all. And if those, even 1,000 people, if we had 1,000 more, 3,000 people out of 9 billion, that's not much to ask. If we had that, we wouldn't be in a bad position, because those 3,000 people would exponentially reach more and more numbers. So
Will, we need Minutemen. We need the Minutemen again.
Wasting too much time. That's what the Constitution called for, B.
All right. Well, do you
banging
have
your head against the wall, trying to wake up the sheep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's mix it up here, Ben. Do you got anything else on your tabs there, Will?
I have thousands of tabs that I can talk about, so there's nothing trust me, there's things that I'm looking through and I'm like, this pisses me off. Oh, that gets me mad. Oh, yeah. Kick that person in the nuts. But, I mean, we can definitely switch gears, too. But it's up to you, Bubba.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and hit another tab. I'm gonna get as many of them as humanly possible because I know you're
explaining these things. So this is something here from Elizabeth Warren. This is out of CNN, also out of Yahoo Finance. Warren says Fed must break up, quote, repeat offender Wells Fargo. And most people reading this article, even Republicans, would say, oh, she's right. Yeah, I mean, Wells Fargo's terrible. They've done a whole bunch of terrible stuff. And they should be broken up and penalized, right? Well, the thing is, as bad as Wells Fargo is, and I agree totally with Elizabeth Warren about her assessment about how bad they are, why isn't she asking the Fed to be broken up? Talk about a repeat offender. Why wouldn't she question the Federal Reserve? And that's one of the things that politicians on the left and the right both have in common is they don't question the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul did, and now Justin Amash is doing that. But if you want to look at the true power centers, and you know what? This is one of those things. I guess I was comparing it to a basketball game, which I think is bad now. Let's change it up to a boxing match, right? And let's say the first round they whooped our butt. The second round we got in there. We had a good pep talk from our trainer, spit some water in our face, slapped us around, and said, get in there, gave us a good motivating speech. And we kind of caught up a little bit. Then the third round comes. They start pummeling us, and then there's 3 seconds left in the match. What we could do to hit them with the haymaker, metaphorically speaking, and own them and destroy them in that last few seconds of the third round, which is what we're in right now. We're in the last few seconds of the third round. What we could do is we could go and protest the Bilderberg Group, the bankers, the Federal Reserve en masse, Bill Gates' house en masse, Dr. Fauci, Donald Trump en masse. If we went to those real people, we outnumber them vastly. And we do it nonviolently, and we have a list of demands, like a new Tiananmen Square, because they can't have it in Hong Kong. We might as well have it over here. We're the reason they had it over here. So it's time for Tiananmen Square over here. And I don't mean college kids being massacred. We need a rally with a list of demands. And that's a quick way. Everyone's feeling terrible right now, and everyone likes an easy way out, including myself. We want to hit them, metaphorically speaking, in a nonviolent protest with a quick uppercut to the chin to knock them out in the final seconds of this battle. Let's go protest at these people's houses. Let's go nonviolently stand outside the Federal Reserve by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands. We'll have a change overnight. But no, you guys will get vaxxed prematurely to go see the Redskins. Oh, I think they changed the name of the Redskins. I think they actually did. I have to Google that. Or the Patriots. Let's just say the Patriots. We'll get all vaxxed up to have the Patriots. We'll get outraged at the Washington Redskins name, but that's not at Bill Gates and his pedophile ass. Okay, yes, they are changing the name. 8 Washington NFL nickname finalists. So this is the big news that people are upset and outraged about. Is we going to change the name of this football team. And I'm not saying you shouldn't change the name of these football teams. It's really up to the owners of the teams. And if you don't want to support them because you feel that they're racist, then that's a free market. But let's work on the big things first. They could be the Washington Armada, the Brigade. Like, this is so funny, dog. This is ultimate LARPing right here.
Who cares about the Redskins? I do agree that we need to be mobbing these people. I mean, the people of Toronto, the media swarmed Remember that the mayor of Toronto smoked a little crack, hanging out with the homies, and the media. He couldn't get these people out of his driveway. He couldn't get these people off his lawn. Why aren't we doing that to the White House? Why aren't we doing that to all these other people? We need to be doing that. Yeah, we need to go to these people's houses. We need to make these people feel like there's no place safe to go. Because
we got to be watching Ouch My Balls. That's what really is going on, man. And I don't know, Theo, man. What are we going to do, Theo? Because
Theo, you're on a little tiny island there. You know, I feel as though something happens there. Wow, is it going to be a spectacle? Because when you got island nation like that, and you want to do this totalitarian control BS, it's going to be a fire cake. It's not just going to be like
on the East Coast. I'm right on the East Coast, and literally across the North Sea there. Apparently, there's an armada of a Russian fleet, destroyers, and
yeah, I've heard that. They're pulling Chinese Communist Party by pushing the boundaries, trying to see how far they can get out.
Well, every now and then I hear like the jets flying overhead, and this used to be a really sleepy, you know, small town, quiet, especially. You know, it comes alive during the summer, and then, you know, during the winter, it's really quiet, you know. We don't usually get helicopters and planes. It's not like London, you know. Here, it's...
Well, what do you think the Russians want? Well, I know what they want. What do you think they want?
United Kingdom is your early warning defense system, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now it's not just the UK, it's China and Australia.
Yeah. See, it's also...
Talk about that. What do you think the motive...
Break away from England, and you see if that happens, the legalities behind the usage of weapons, what weapons, who's renting from who, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what's going on there. But, I mean, it's definitely going to be,
V brings up a good question. What do you guys think are, I mean, just from, and I don't know. I think China's intention is to be a world superpower. Of course, Russia wants that. I mean, every country wants to be a world superpower, obviously, right? But, like, what do you think the intentions of Russia are? Because... You know, I mean, the way I look at this is the big three are, you know, the U.S., which also counts as Australia, U.K., and Israel. You got them and obviously all the underlings, and then you got the BRICS nations, but Russia and China aren't really together. India is a big player, too. What do you think is going through the minds of Russia? I mean... What do you think? I mean, also, too, the U.S. has these crazy top-secret weapons, which are probably, like, the last line of... It's like our ace in the sleeve, in the hole. And so what do you think Russia... And you know, I haven't even been paying attention. What has Russia been like during COVID? What do you guys think is going on with Russia and the U.S. and all that?
I actually think they're gearing us up for a war with China in Afghanistan. That's why they're now becoming friendly with Taliban all of a sudden after 20 years. So Russia is instinctively going to move in a position in a defensive position. It's going to position all its bases. It's going to try and say, right, this is mine. Leave me alone. You lot do what you want. But he ain't going to mess around. He's going to take an opportunity to secure his defense. Anytime he needs to, he's going to be ready if he has to be. That's how I would see it. That's how I'm reading it, anyway.
Well, that may have answered our little question about vaccines over there in Afghanistan, because I know Russia has not accepted any outside Western vaccines. They created their own vaccine.
Yeah, we got our Sputnik, man. We don't need your shit.
All right, 11:35. Mike. yeah, so... Which, you know, that says a lot. Well, I mean, that says a lot, though. If you're not going to accept any of the vaccines, and, I mean, China as well. China made their own vaccine, mm-hmm. which has reportedly no efficacy whatsoever, and it's killing people.
They're making trillions. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? I mean, this is... What was it, that guy from Morrison's, the CEO from Morrison's, the gift that keeps on giving? COVID is the gift that keeps on giving, he said.
Right.
And it's just, this is true. It's just literally hands in the pot as much as you can get. Keep stuffing them. Keep stuffing them. As much as you can take. And this Fauci, Mr. Fauci guy, I mean, why isn't he in jail already?
Yeah, I mean, Titus Frost had a protest at his headquarters, and he called for the people of the West Coast to be at Bill Gates' house, which I've went to, and he's went to out in Seattle, and his house in San Diego. He planned this for quite a long time. It was me, Titus Frost, and one guy that flew in from Houston. Shout out to Steven, if you're listening. That was it. The guy... So... Titus Frost had a brilliant idea, which is like, hey, why don't we actually protest these creepy guys that actually completely took all of our rights away, were wrong, led to the deaths of countless people. Let's protest them. Nobody comes out. Nobody comes out. That's what we need to do. And it's... I don't know, guys. It's hard to wrap your head around what's really happening.
I think we need, and see, the corporations, once again, the corporations will outlast the governments. The governments are going to do what they can to compete with the corporations and try to, quote-unquote, provide for the people. So, I think if we need, our best chances are to make the corporations kneel to what we want and what they should be concerned with as a standard. If there's a place that requires all their workers to be vaccinated, we boycott that business.
Yes.
We tried that. We're trying that right now with Morrison's. Morrison's is a big supermarket chain store in the UK. And they're currently forcing their people, get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated and you test positive, you have to self isolate like everybody else, but you get paid full sick pay. But if you're not vaccinated, if you don't want to take the vaccine, we can't force you to take the vaccine. But if you don't take the vaccine and you test positive, because you've got to take two tests every week now, you've got to basically take half your sick pay. I mean, sick pay is not full pay, and, you know, it's all right if you're getting full pay, you can get by on, but if you're only getting half of your sick pay, you're literally, you know, you're better off, you know, begging on the streets, you probably get more money, do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, you ain't got enough. I mean, this, you know, if you're only getting 400 and you need 500, it might as well be a million, right? You ain't got enough. It's as simple as that. You can end up homeless. You can end up jobless. You can end up behind on a car payment or on some payment. You're going to have the bailiffs knocking on your door. It's the domino. Tick, 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 tick. And it all falls down. It's like I was speaking to someone the other day. You know, they were saying, why are they you know, we wanted to come out of Brexit. We can control our borders. And all of a sudden, all these people are flooding in. Well, it's easy to understand why, if you understand why, you know, the little tiny country like the UK, you know, you've got a strong, deep-rooted culture, beliefs, you know, everybody's got similar values, similar beliefs, you know, similar religions even, you know, even, you know, we're tolerant of other religions, but, you know, we still have similar values, you know.
Right.
But when you introduce a new, a completely alien culture into that, you're not just introduced a few of them at a time. We're talking a population exchange on another level, you know, millions of people, you know. They're currently trying to extradite 4 million Chinese people from China to bring them over into the UK. They don't want to come. We don't want them here. And they know we don't want them to come. And they don't want to leave anyway. Do you know what I mean? So why are they being extradited from their own homes in Hong Kong? It's madness. This is a population exchange. The reason why they're moving all of these
these criminals?
They're diluting the culture. They're diluting the values. They're diluting everything. So nobody can come together, you know, and form a common voice and say, no, we ain't having that. Everybody's all broken and fractured and divided, and everybody's arguing about this and that and cats and dogs. It's chaos. It's mayhem. When it's chaos and mayhem, they have a reason, a need to govern us. You know, all they need is our consent. Doesn't matter who you vote for, left, right, blue, pink, green, whatever, you know, as long as you vote for one puppet, because it's the same puppet master with his hand shoved up his, you know, it doesn't matter. These corporations, they regulate themselves. Bankers, they own everything. They own everything. The stock market, you know, people investing money in the stock market, it's a mugs game. You know, every company that they're investing in is owned by the same people. So, you know, you want to invest all your money into this place, it's fine. They'll take your money. They'll show you a little graph. And then all of a sudden, they'll just drop it and take your money. It's just a big scam. It's all a big scam. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe it's just too much aluminum or fluoride. I don't know. But this world is...
Well, you say extradite. I mean, the only way you can extradite people is if they have criminal situations.
Live their life.
So, I mean, these aren't people who formerly lived in the UK, committed some crime, and then went back home?
No, these are Chinese people in Hong Kong, right, and that are fighting extradition, right, because the Chinese government has now, you know, reclaimed Hong Kong as its own, you know, because it used to be autonomous, so, it had its own government, and all of that's gone now. So these people are getting together and doing, like, flash protests. And they'll just, you know, protest in mass and then just disappear in the crowd and you know, and try and get away and whatever. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy in Hong Kong right now. But
well,
they're blocking and censoring
really
all of
that. Is a mixing or diluting, because Britain came over the UK. Britain came over there to Hong Kong and established their government. There.
Doesn't mean we need to bring 4 million Chinese people. That's an invasion. 4 million people, bringing them over in one go.
I
mean, they're not going to pick the worst Chinese people. They're going to pick the best and the brightest, and they're going to let them, you know, all these people are going to take 4 million jobs from the people over here who are already suffering.
But what I'm saying is, these people are already basically underneath UK protection, because of their established government there. Once that's been taken over, they have been already displaced from their nation state.
Well, this, where's the UN in all of this? Wasn't it their job to get involved and say no? You know, wasn't that their mandate? Wasn't that their promise?
You know, I don't see why they wouldn't have gotten involved.
They did it in Cyprus. They got involved over there, or was that because they wanted, you know, Cyprus wanted their own government? And they said, nah, China, Turkey's going to come in and take half of that. And all of a sudden, the UN, oh, hang on. Now we've got more bases, air bases, on a little tiny island in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, than we have in the UK. I mean, how crazy is that? You know? All of a sudden.
Right.
No, this is a plan, and it's been planned way before me and you were born, you know, and I'm 50 now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand them feeling, I'm guessing, abandoned, because they were under the protection of the UK, pretty much, whether you want to, you know, go along with that narrative or not, it's basically the case. They set up the democracy there, okay? And so, it's very confusing. I would say, instead of coming over to the UK, petition the UK government to come back and reestablish the government they had there, right?
It's population exchange. It's deliberate. It's deliberate.
I know. I'm just saying what people should do that would make sense.
They need to dilute the culture so people can't come together. It's so fractured and divided right now. Everybody's busy fighting themselves. While everybody's busy fighting themselves, they're busy stuffing their pockets. It's as simple as that. It's like an age-old scam that goes back hundreds of years. They've been doing this to us. Do you know what I mean? It's time for everybody to see the illusion for what it is. You know, these guys are just nothing more than, you know, magicians, like, you know, the David Blaines and the Copperfields and all these. That's what they are. They're just a bunch of actors playing little mind tricks, and everyone's falling for it and arguing over this and that. And really, it's all rubbish. It's all crap. They're just, you know, creating the next crap storm for us to argue about. And while they're busy stuffing their pockets, you know, trillions of pounds missing going here, trillions of pounds missing going there, nuclear bombs going missing. Oops, forgot about that. And, you know, it's madness. It's madness. It's crazy. I'm going insane. I mean, I'm glad I met Will, because he's kind of given me a reason to. He's kind of been my little ray of hope, you know, to see someone like him do what he does. Kind of gives
Will
me...
is definitely inspiration. I look forward to doing these shows every day.
My parents said that. They said that, Will, you were the inspiration for birth control, and that's why I never had any other brothers or sisters. Yeah, man.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Dire time.
The same thing was said about me with tube ligation. Bob got too tight. Yeah. Well, I want to take a minute here since we're coming to the end of the show. We're talking about solutions here. You know, I'm talking to my business partner, my mentor, Roger Landry, earlier today, and basically all I can say is that, you know, there's a lot of burden upon us to keep this social network going. You know, for any claims out there that could be made saying, oh, we're just making money off this stuff, no, we're losing money. There's a lot of money coming out of our pockets just to keep this network going. See, this is how much we volunteer. This is how much we sacrifice. We need you guys to hop in, join into the fight. Because, I mean, it's gotten to the point, you know... A trip to Walmart to get groceries and nothing else for the rest of the month just to keep the network going, you know, I don't want that to be a burden upon any one person or a handful of people. You guys need to join in. We create this social network for you guys. TLBTalk.com. We created it for you. Hop in. Create a profile. Create your own group page. Bring in your friends. Donate at least $5, guys. Get a subscription with us. Get a subscription with us. Donate $5 a month. It's like Facebook, but freedom of speech. How many people out there complaining? How many of you out there complaining? You're not getting information that you need. You're being censored. I know we've been censored like hell. Once again, my marketer, my personal marketer, has her all of her posts have been taken down by Facebook because we are offering people an alternative to their censorship platform. Their censored platform. We have a free and open platform. DolbyTalk.com. Say what you want, whether it's fact or opinion. You want to start up a think tank within 48 hours, you know, more money has been dumped into this thing so that you guys can have business pages. Okay? Facebook, you can create a group page, or I'm sorry, a business page on Facebook, so long as you're not selling guns or medical cannabis. You know, you can have a gun shop, create a business page, or a network. You can be an independent medical cannabis retailer and create a business page on our network. You know, Facebook charges $99 for ads. You can create a business page, but your business page is invisible. It doesn't show up unless you're looking for it. With TLBTalk.com, so far right now, it's free. I would do your best, do due diligence, especially for you people out there who are wanting to make money from home. This is a sweet deal. You don't want to get the COVID shot? You got a business idea to make money from home? You know Facebook is not going to support you. It's not going to support you advertising because Facebook wants you to have the jab. We're not going to do that to you. You can create a page whether you have the jab or not. Nobody's going to ask you any questions concerning your medical background at TLBTalk.com. I mean, you know, if you want to have that discussion with somebody, you're free to. It's not mandated. It's not required. Okay? It is so imperative that... I mean, I'm going to have to start donating more myself to my own company. Just to keep it going, for you guys to have a voice. If you are listening to this show, you have a Facebook account... Get on Facebook, link TLBTalk.com in Messenger to everyone that you know, that you can. Because I know they will censor to a degree. I'm not even asking you to make posts. But if you can talk to people and get them onto our social network, and you're on a 24-hour or 3-day ban, 30-day ban, you know, start looking up people's phone numbers. Start looking up their emails. Send them to TLBTalk.com. Hey, talk to me here. Because, I mean, what did we hear earlier in the show? Oh, the police are you know, telling people not to talk to other people. That, if that isn't totalitarian socialism, I don't know what is. Okay? It is so very important that you guys exercise your freedom of speech. It's time. And you know, we're drowning right now to make sure that we have a chance. Living in basically poverty to keep this network going. It shouldn't be that way. Everybody wants a savior. Everybody wants to cry, help me, politicians, da da da. You know, no, help yourselves. We've given you a platform. Strengthen it. It's a platform for the people, by the people. If you don't donate, you're never going to have this opportunity again. I can promise you that. Minds is not going to help you. Mimi's not going to help you. They're censoring just as much as Facebook. time is now, guys. You guys have anything else that you want to say before the end of the show here?
Oh, I don't know. I've been kicked about every hornet's nest there is tonight.
Okay, Will. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, we'll just tell people to go to tlbtalk.com. Find it on your iPhone. Find it on Android. Go to Walmart. Go to your local slave capital, Home Depot, any store, art store. Get a poster. Get a stick. Right. 2.3, remember, September 10/11, 2.3 lost from the Pentagon. The other one says, research WTC-7. And you just stand out in the most populated area, and you talk to people, and you network, and you talk to your community, and you stock up on the right things. Time is now. It's go time. We're here. Let's get to it, guys.
I'll tell you what. As soon as they lift, if they ever do lift the ban or have it to where you can travel without a COVID passport, I will be coming back to the U.S. I will be. I've got a couple other more businesses I have to start up to ensure at least, you know, survival of myself and my family. But I will be coming back, and yeah, you're going to see posters everywhere. You're going to see me stand at the most busy intersection with a poster, a double-sided one, one on the back and one on the front. TLBTalk.com, freedom of speech. So, I would love it if you guys did the same. Take an hour out of your day. If you can't donate any money, take an hour out of your day. Cardboard box. Stand on a busy street corner. Join our social network, TLBTalk.com. Down with Facebook.
Yeah,
we might stand a chance. We might stand a chance here.
Before you to unplug from Facebook.
And I'm doing my best to network with other networks just to be able to advertise ads and things like that. I mean, I'm not dumb. Obviously, I'm a businessman. I'm gonna do everything that I can, but I'm only one person, guys. My partner is only one person. My other partner is only one person. And we all have our own personal lives. There are other members of the group that I have to work with that, you know, I can't because everybody's got their own personal lives, their own issues. So I've got to wait my turn just like anybody else to have their attention. So you guys need to help out. Anyways.
When my wife's father...
Catch you guys tomorrow. Go ahead.
What is she gonna say?
Go ahead, next time, spread to your hardcore. Keep it real. Take her earth pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com.
We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.